Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. Today is episode 44 on Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. And as usual, this show is sponsored by TLBTalk.com, the place where you can go and actually talk and say the things you know need to be said. This show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB. And it is co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring into the discussion as soon as I get through this intro, which we do every week. And, you know, of course, it's all psychosomatic, but every time I get ready to do a show, I get a rough throat or whatever. Please bear with me. It's nothing that I want, but it's something I live with. The title of today's show is Democrats, the Uniparty, and, well, you know what? The deep state. And we'll get into that pretty deep a little later on. Okay, I would like to say that the mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of just these very concepts. And we know more and more about that every day because of the places we can go to say the things that we can and the places that we can't go to say the things we want to. So, again, that's the reason for the sponsor of this show, which is TLBTalk.com. It's a social media platform that allows you to talk. The show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who has been a good friend of mine for many years. And also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. Here he goes again. Yep, start rolling your eyes into the back of your head. I want to express one more time. Well, I shouldn't say one more time. I'll say it again next week and probably the week after and the week after. You probably do donations for these platforms. The one that you listen to, the one that you prefer. So if you do donations, what I'm asking you to do to help these platforms out is to turn that into a monthly recurring donation. Now, I'm not necessarily asking you to give any more than you usually give, but sit down, think it through. What do I usually contribute over the course of a year? Let's say it's $120. The next time you're going to do a donation, you click $10, and then you click on make this a monthly recurring donation. Now, you haven't stepped up any further than you already have, unless you wish to. I would always encourage you to give more. The same with the Liberty Beacon Project, TLB Talk. The only income we have is the generosity of our membership. We won't take corporate money, so if the membership doesn't keep the door open, then the door closes. It's that simple. And I'm sure it's the same with a lot of these platforms. So by giving them a monthly reoccurring donation, one, you're not spending any more than you usually would, and two, you're allowing them to build a budget. And once they have the ability to build a budget, then they know exactly what they can afford, exactly what they can expand to. They can give you bigger, better, badder, faster, with more confidence. So please consider that the next time you consider giving them a donation. All right, Stephen, how are you today, my friend?
Finer than frog here, split three ways on the side, or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know, but it sounded good. I don't know. I've never seen.
I forgot how it goes. Frog. Finer than frog here. Yep.
What's that?
Finer than frog here, split in half and sanded on the sides. I think that's what it is.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to go out and get a frog here this afternoon so I can see if they got any hair at all.
Right.
I mean, I never saw any hair on a frog. But hey. You know what? There's nothing to say there can't be a hairy frog. Okay. Excuse me. Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. And that, of course, is our sponsor, TLBTalk.com. Some of the information I put out on the show is available via a article, and that's always something that gives me the spark to do a show about a given topic, but it's never the majority of the information that goes out. why I take one article each week and put it with the information I put out to you is so that you can understand that there are other people besides just me. I'm not, it's just not this crazy old man who's coming up with this stuff all by himself every week and nobody else thinks like him. If I take information from an article and give you a link to it, which will be in the article that's published, of course, on Thursday, every single week, the day after this show, on thelibertybeacon.com, and this show is embedded in it, you will also have a link to that article where I took some of the information, as well as to other articles which talk to the same point. Does everybody say the same things I'm going to say? No. But do they reinforce the reasons I think the way I do? Yes, they do. It's rare that I'm the only person that thinks a given way, but it's not impossible, and it has happened on many occasions. That has a lot to do with my background. So here we go. Eagle's Eye Report, Democrats, the Uniparty, and the Deep State. Okay, let's get through some talking points first, all right? Some of this stuff you may have heard before, but it is the cumulative information that's going to set the stage today. So if we go over some points you've heard multiple times before, what I need you to understand is this is all cumulative. It's going to show you why Democrats, the Uniparty, and the Deep State are in fact what control America today. Not you! If you think it's you, you're a moron. Do I want it to be you and me? Yes, I do. Can we make it you and me? Yes, we can. Far too many Americans either have thrown up their hands or decided there's nothing I can do, or they're too busy. When there is no life for your children, no life worth living for your children or your grandchildren, will you look back and say, maybe I should have, could have, would have, but I didn't? The fact is, far too many people will. So having spent two decades working for the U.S. Department of Defense via Raytheon as a senior field engineer, or basically a contractor, I do have some well-rooted and educated ideas on the functions of our government and its obligations to we the people. I spent a lot of time, not so much in Washington, but right outside of Washington, where a lot of the government buildings are and the military-related government buildings are. And in this area, you learn a lot. Just going to lunch and listening to the conversations around you, you hear a lot. Okay. I can truly say with total confidence and research knowledge that today we live in a country dominated by a deep state. How many times have you heard that phrase? How many of you really understand what it is? Let me give you a basic on this, all right? We're talking about organizations that have been around, some of them for over 100 years, some of them even longer, whether they're intel organizations, whether they're health-related organizations, whether they're judicial-related organizations, whether it's Congress, the Senate, or the executive branch. And each and every one of these organizations and or agencies or whatever, over every single year, they pushed the boundary out as far as their abilities and their capabilities just a tiny bit. Is it enough for anybody to push back against? No, it isn't. Okay? Does it break the budget? No, it doesn't. It may add a couple $100,000 to a budget, but when your budget is $1.5 billion or $10 billion, a couple $100,000 is a scratch on the back, and that's it. But imagine this over 100 years. Imagine increasing the power you have, or you were originally designated, and you push it out just a tiny bit each year over the course of 100 years. But you just don't go out beating a drum about it. Your influence behind the scenes, your deep state influence, has grown tremendously. But your statement of authority to the public is still the same. Now imagine these different agencies, whether the intel agencies, health-related agencies, say the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, whatever, They deal with each other, and they're all doing this. And as a matter of fact, sometimes they're doing this in unison to help each other or to gain between their cooperations powers and abilities they didn't have. Imagine that over 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. A little bit each year. This is what the deep state is, people. This is an organization of the heads of most of these agencies. Some of them that used to run these agencies are now retired, but still have a big foot in the game as far as influence goes. This is what the deep state is. And who runs the deep state? It's what we call the global elitist. They own and run these mechanisms. And in a lot of cases, they dominate them. But when we talk about the deep state, we are talking about something that didn't pop up yesterday. It has been growing right under our noses for over a century. Some of them not quite as long, because some of these agencies may only be 40 or 50 years old. But when they came into the fray, they came into the fray with other agencies, sister or brother agencies, that were already part of what was the growing deep state, and they took them by the hand and helped them along. Today, we're going to talk about that influence. We're going to talk about that influence and what the hell it's doing to America. Because if you think that this is a constitutional republic, and if you think that your voice means anything in this country today, you are an idiot. No, I don't feel good about saying that. It bothers the hell out of me. But it's true. It is 100% true. And we're going to give you some of the players in the game and some of the actions that are being taken that are so blatant. But you don't put them all together in the same handbasket. You treat them as individual, one-off things, and they are not. In a vast majority of cases, this is choreographed. This is intentional. And every time they create or choreograph a disaster, when the disaster goes away and you think everything's gone back to normal, it hasn't. 90% of it has, enough of it for you to be comfortable again, but the 10% of it that never goes back to normal, never goes back to what it was before the institution of that, I don't know, catastrophe, is now that much more leverage and power in their deep state. Not a joke. I have been studying this, researching it, and reporting on it for well over a decade. I have been a part of this. I have seen it grow. And I'm doing my penance. It's called talking to you and doing a show like this. Okay. Again, I would tell you that this is a conglomerate of progressive-minded elected leaders, appointed leaders, and salaried personnel hell-bent on ruling over us as if it was their purpose and privilege, regardless of our thoughts, our wishes, and our rights. This is why I tell you, if you truthfully believe you still live in a constitutional republic, then you are listening to and believing the lies they are telling you. Because we do not. And we haven't for a while. But in the last 3 years, it has gone into hyperdrive. Said deep state is an unofficial entity consisting of intel agencies, such as the CIA and the National Intel Service, and others, okay? Law and judicial agencies, such as the Department of Justice and the FBI, liberals and members of the growing Uniparty, which are senior members, members of Congress and the Senate that have been around for 20, 30, 40 years. They are literally bought and paid for. How the hell Do you think somebody as absolutely repulsive as Schumer guarantees re-election every single time he goes up? And I could go on and on. These are part of what we today call the Uniparty. It's a name that's catching on quite quickly. And it doesn't matter whether they tell you they're Republican or Democrat, they are part of the Uniparty, and it is owned by the deep state. Are there a lot more liberals in the deep state? Yes, there are. That's not even a guess. That's an absolute fact. And we'll go over part of that as well. There are still quite a few, especially the younger, meaning a dozen years in Congress or one term in the Senate or less. These people still have you, okay, in their focus. What they went to Congress to do, what they went to the Senate to do. And they still believe in that. But if they stick around long enough, they won't. And they don't. Okay? So again, we talked about the FBI, we talked about the DOJ, we talked about the CIA, we talked about the MIS. This is all part of the deep state, people. Anybody who doesn't believe that will go over the points that show you that. And we've also told you that liberals in the Uniparty, senior members of both Democrats and the Republicans, that's the Uniparty, with a little military sedition thrown in for extra punch. How many of you remember that when Trump got really ticked at what China was doing just before he got out of office, General Milley called his contact in China, Communist China, and told his counterpart in the Chinese military, don't worry about what our president says, we'll take care of that. What? That's treason, people! But it actually happened. Why? Because Milley's part of the deep state. Not a guess, not a joke, an absolute fact. That happened. Okay? So stop and consider that. The military is part of the deep state in part. They throw a little sedition in there every once in a while for extra punch. Now, if we throw in the health agencies also doing their bidding, NIH, CDC, FDA, as mechanisms of sedition and control via our very health and longevity. Not kidding, people. Not kidding. In the last, I don't know, decade, we have seen the birth rate in this country drop off a cliff via vaccines and medications that have been approved by the CDC and the FDA, and we know are causing massive issues. SIDS wouldn't be around today if vaccines weren't around today, okay? And do I tell you that all vaccines are evil? All vaccines that contain either mercury, which is thimerosal, that's what they use, okay? Either mercury or aluminum are extremely dangerous to any living being, especially to infants. But yet, how many shots do they have to get before they go to school now? Why was the birth rate in 2014 minus 315,000 births in the United States, and I haven't been able to get a number since? So when we talk about the deep state and their mission for their masters, who are the globalists, we must include the NIH, the CDC, and the FDA. And we have seen that in the last 3 years exploding in our face. And we'll get into that a little bit more, okay? We end up with no other choice but to understand that in this day and time, our very government and the agencies and departments tasked with our safety, security, and health are now components of the deep state, who feels it is their right and privilege to lord over us in a fashion that would have made Stalin, Lenin, Castro, and even Mao jealous. Because they're getting away with it, and in most cases, they're being patted on the back and lauded for it, because most of you out there are being led to believe they're doing wonders for us. when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. And it took a global catastrophe, a man-made plandemic, a scamdemic, for a lot of this to come close enough to the surface where people like me and Steve and Annie's Great Network and RBN and the Liberty Beacon Project, where now we can show it to you and you can see it. Because I've been screaming this for 14 years and hardly anybody saw it. But today everybody's going, man, I remember when you said, Roger. Man, I remember when you told us this, Roger. And that was 8-10 years ago. But today they can see it. In my eyes, all of this can be said with certainty. It's not a guess. Today we know beyond a doubt that the very entities paid for by our taxes, existing solely to serve, protect, and keep healthy, we the people, are in fact now responsible for seditious and treasonous actions on a frightful level and on a continuous basis. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not lying. I'm giving you absolute facts. And the thing of it is, you're much more apt to believe me today than you would have been 10 years ago. But if you go to thelibertybeacon.com and type in Roger Landry in the search bar and hit enter, you will read articles that are 10, 12, 13 years old that talk about this. Nobody believed me. I was crazy. I was nuts. But today, it is so blatant, it is smacking you upside the head every time you get out of bed. We are becoming aware more each day of the level of behind-the-scenes coordination and cooperation being used to control us, and even to genocide us. How many times have you heard me say a vaccine for the yearly flu, which the CEO of Moderna, who makes the mRNA vaccine, stated is no more dangerous than the yearly flu unless you're 80 years old or have several severe comorbidities. But yet they vaccinated over 6 billion people globally multiple times with the most dangerous pharmaceutical product in the history of humanity. What? What? Okay. So when I say that even trying to genocide us to achieve the goals of their globalist elitist masters, I'm not joking. Today, the estimates are between 30 and 50 million dead, with a lot of people saying at least 25 million, and at least 2 to 2.5 billion of those 6 billion injured for life from these vaccines, not from COVID, from the cure. Stop and think about that, people. And who slammed this down our throat? The deep state. The president, the executive branch, right? The NIH, the CDC, the FDA. But let's go on. Okay. Those like me who are now seeing a reality that literally blows our minds are torn between finding a safe hole, a safe one, and crawling into it, or standing on our tallest mountain and screaming the truth to all of America and indeed the world. Can you guess which one I and the Liberty Beacon Project have chosen? Well, I'll tell you what, I ain't standing on a mountain, but I'll guarantee you a whole lot of people can hear my voice. And that's even when I'm not on the radio. Yeah, we close all the windows in this house before I do my shows so that the neighbors don't call the cops thinking that somebody's getting killed in my house or tortured. Not a joke. And for all you who would push back, let's cite a few examples. Let's go over a few examples just to sharpen the razor, excuse me, we are using to cut through the tyranny slammed in our face on an ever-increasing basis daily. Daily. If you can go online and look in the serious alternative media on any given day and not find blatant tyranny you didn't see yesterday, I'm going to kiss your butt on Broadway at high noon. I'm going to let you sell tickets. And I'm not joking. So let's go over some points, most of which you're familiar with. But again, we're going to put them all in the same basket. Okay? Number one. More food processing plants have been intentionally, because it couldn't be anything else, destroyed in the last 2.5 years than in the last 30 years combined, putting America on the verge of a catastrophic food disaster. Not a joke. There have been, in the last 2.5 years, 100 herds of beef, chicken farms, turkey farms, food processing plants, egg processing plants, 100 of them in 2 years. In the last 30 years up to that point, there were like 47. In 100 years, people. But we've had 100. Actually, the actual figure is 98 in the last 2.5 years. Now, you tell me that's an accident. And I'll tell you, you're a moron. And I'll be right, and you'll be wrong. Our system of education has been destroyed. Kids today can't even pass simple tests. We went from about number 6 on the entire planet in the intellect of our children as a result of their system of education to so far down the list, we are at the bottom of what they call the first world. We're at the bottom. And the only reason we can't go lower than that is because we're still part of the first world, but we're at the bottom. Why? Because of mechanisms such as Drag Queen Day, critical race theory, equity, but not the three R's. Our kids today are miserably failing at reading, writing, and arithmetic. And I know it starts with an A, but we grew up with the three R's, and that's what I'm calling it. Okay? Our kids are in bad shape. And if you don't think that isn't intentional, why is it happening then? Why? Do you know how many graduating classes across this nation, literally, high school kids graduating from grade school, which goes from kindergarten to 12th grade, and can't do math, can't read worth crap, don't know science, and can't cite history? Do you know how many would fail taking a standard GED test? A majority of them. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And if you think that's an accident, again, you're a moron. How about the oil spigot being shut off the day the most compromised president, not a guess, a fact, in the history of this country, a serious traitor to America, got installed in the White House and shut off the oil spigot in an oil-independent country? How many of you know, and I think you might have heard me say this, that the United States has over 3 trillion barrels of oil in the ground in the Southern Rockies, in the United States, in the eastern part of the Southern Rockies. That's totally untapped. We have the largest oil reserves on the planet, but yet we are begging our rivals and our enemies for oil. Either that or we are selling our enemies like China oil 1 million barrels twice from our strategic reserve. When the president sells millions of barrels of oil to our biggest rival and military enemy, while we watch the cost of gas go through the freaking roof, go ahead, justify that for me. I dare you to. Try and justify that. You can't. Our southern border. How about that? Okay. Well, actually, let me finish up just one more point with the oil. Okay. When you intentionally shut off the oil spigot, it is the biggest blow to this economy any single thing can do. It also wrecks our supply system, which depends on guess what? 95% of everything you eat, drink, use, wear, whatever has at one point in time been involved with transportation or oil. And also, it has caused a strikingly huge blow to the standard of living in this country. So when Joe Bob shut off the oil spigot, or damn near shut it off, he did more damage to this country than most of you would even consider. And how many of you can afford a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 electric vehicle? How many? And do you know what it costs to replace a battery in one of those? You ain't got a clue. But $10,000? You ain't even close. This is what's happening, people. And we're going to take a break. And as soon as we come back, I'll continue on this. You ready for a break, Steve? Because if I don't take a breath real soon, I'm probably going to pass out.
I was just getting ready to ask you.
Thank you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, just before we went on break, and please do me a favor, at least visit the Liberty Beacon's newest website, and that is, of course, TLBTalk.com. If you use it for nothing else, go in there and start up a group so that you can bring friends over and you can have discussions about things that Facebook would shut you down for and a lot of others would literally, I don't know, castigate you for. But if that's the only reason you use TLB Talk, is to have a group where you know you can say the things and you can discuss the things with trusted friends that you know need to be discussed, then we will have succeeded. Because this is why we put the platform together in the first place. Okay, our next point is our southern border. Our southern border was opened to allow. Now, I started that off with our southern border was opened. Prior to Joe Bob taking office, we didn't have an open southern border. Were there people coming across the border? We're talking about thousands of miles of border. We're talking about some of it out in the desert. We're talking about some of it in the woods. We're talking or in forest. We're talking about some of it that's in water. Were there people coming across the border? Yes, there were. Were there 6 million in 2 years? No, not even close, not even a fraction of that. But now we can count on 2 to 2.5 million or more a year flooding in, okay, with deadly drugs, okay, millions of illegals, so it severely taxes our already strained financial system. And well over 100,000 terrorists that we've already caught at the border out of those 6 million plus. Now, let me ask you a question. These are on a terrorist watch list. These are the ones that were stupid enough or figured they could get away with going in with a bunch of people where they knew there would be border agents. I guess they figured that they could blend. But out of the almost 2 million they estimate were gotaways that nobody ever stopped, how many of those do you think were on a terrorist watch list? How many? And when you've got this plant blowing up here and that plant blowing up there and this train derailing here and this eggplant going down there and that oil refinery getting blown up over there at rates they have never happened before, and you're constantly being told we don't know what causes or how it happened, but I'm telling you that there's well over 100,000 or more terrorists in America today that wouldn't have been there, or at least a vast majority of them wouldn't have been there, had the border continued to be patrolled and run the way it was 3 years ago. Were all of these things happening 3 years ago, people? Answer that question to yourself. Were all of these sabotages happening? Were all of these exploding facilities happening? Were all of these facilities burning down happening? Were they happening? No! Somebody's doing it! And I'm going to guarantee you, just from what I know, that there's well over 100,000 terrorists in this country today that are not here to do us good. And when you see these catastrophes increase on an exponential level, as we are seeing now, and you think today that this is all going to slow down and stop because Joe Bob's going to stop it, you're, again, a moron. It's not only not going to stop, it's going to get worse. And I'm not guessing at that. Okay? This is not an issue that has even been slightly addressed in over 2 years, except in government regurgitated lies. You hear the secretary in charge of this entire department telling us the border's not open. We got it under control. Then you go down and you talk to the border agents and they tell you there ain't even a semblance of a closed border here. This is total insanity. Let me explain something to you people. When you have a president who intentionally fails to protect America against enemies, both foreign and domestic, knowingly leaves a border open, knowingly, when known terrorists are coming across the border by the tens of thousands, that is treason, people. Look up the definition. Biden not securing that border is committing treason against America, and it becomes exponentially more harmful every single day. But Biden's part of the deep state. Biden is owned and controlled. Why do you think nothing has been done about Hunter Biden's laptop and the FBI has had it for over 3 years? That's part of the control mechanism for Joe Bob. Why do you think the banks haven't turned, or excuse me, the government hasn't turned over all of the bank oopses, 140 of them, that would show illegal or questionable actions, transfers, so on and so forth, between communist China, the United States, one bank to the next, each and every one of those reports is supposed to be available to the government on demand. Yet when Joe Bob got into office, one of the first things he did was change that law so that Congress wouldn't have access to them. But they're going to get it. And once they do, all hell is going to break loose. And I'm hoping it's sooner than later. When a president intentionally fails to protect America from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, that is the very definition of treason. But most of you don't understand that. Well, I shouldn't say that. Anybody listening to this show probably has a good idea. I would put the average intellect of those listening to this show slightly higher, or in most of your cases, much higher than the idiots who feel that a show like this isn't worth listening to because I haven't got anything I can teach them. Yeah. Let's talk about COVID-19 creation. As in gain of function. It was funded and intentionally released on the world by components of the US and its partners, deep state, with the help of communist China. Not a joke. Little by little, this is coming out. NIH and Fauci's group spent millions of dollars funding the Wuhan lab via other mechanisms, not directly, but via other mechanisms, to push gain of function research on the coronavirus. Oh my goodness. And then all of a sudden it got out. But you're going to be told that it came from some bats, which all the way up to the point of the money going to the Wuhan lab had never, ever happened. It hadn't even come close. And then once the Wuhan lab was funded, within a very limited period of time, all of a sudden it jumps from bats to humans. Do you know how long it takes via an evolutionary scale for something like that to happen? It doesn't happen in a year. But you've been told it did. And you weren't told about the millions of dollars that were spent on developing exactly that type of a virus. You weren't told. Matter of fact, they're still fighting that. And they will continue to do so. The good thing about it is, and the bad thing for Fauci and his puppies, is that it is starting to come out. All right, so we know we have a virus that was created to do damage to humanity. And we know, or we will know very soon, and I firmly believe, that it was intentionally released onto the public. Why? And why, if it, according to the Moderna CEO, was no more dangerous than a bad case of the yearly flu, unless you were 80 years old or older or had several severe comorbidities, why do we see such death? Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what's called a vaccine. I'm going to explain something to you, people. It isn't a vaccine. It doesn't qualify as a vaccine. It never will qualify as a vaccine. Why? Because a vaccine does three things. It keeps your body from getting a virus. That's one. Two, it keeps your body from storing that virus. Number three, if your body can't get it and your body can't store it, you cannot transmit it. What we know for a fact is that you can not only get it, your body can not only store it, but you can also pass it on to other people. How do we know that? Because over the last couple of years, the hospitals have been inundated over and over again with fully vaccinated people who had severe cases of COVID, some of them for the second time, and they were fully vaccinated. Oh, gee, that works real good, doesn't it, people? Why is it that a hell of a lot more people have died as a result of a vaccine than of what it was supposed to save you from? Not a joke, a fact. If you factor out all of the people that were killed by being put on ventilators, if you factor out all of the people that supposedly had COVID and died from other things because they use a PCR test, which was wrong 95% of the time, which means that 95% of the deaths they accused or put on COVID's head weren't. Which means if you take it down to reality, the amount of people that died from COVID are about the same amount of people that die every year from the flu. And what is COVID? It is a coronavirus. What is the flu? It's a freaking coronavirus, people. When the cure or your protection is a hell of a lot more dangerous to you than the actual, I don't know, virus is, but you're forced to take it not once, not twice, not three times, but in some cases, five times. The end result is massive death, myocarditis in our children. Children are dying left and right. We're talking 20 to 30 million deaths globally. And we're talking 2 to 2.5 billion people damaged for life due to over 1,200 side effects, serious side effects from these jabs. I have written at least 1,000 vaccine articles. Go to the Liberty Beacon, put my name in, comma, vaccines, and hit enter. That's just one website. I published on at least a dozen. You will find at least 600 to 800 on the Liberty Beacon alone. Okay? If we're talking, look, and I don't want to focus down on the vaccine itself because that's one mechanism. But this is a mechanism that is helping to thin down the herd. You will, if you have had 3 shots or more, your immune system will be so inactive, so destroyed, so flatlined that over the next 3 to 5 years, something is going to kill you, and it won't be COVID and it won't be the vaccine. It will be something that your immune system would have had no problem taking care of if you still had one. Take a look at the explosion of cancer globally. Please do some research on this. Pretty, please. Take a look at the explosion of cancer globally. Let me qualify that. In the vaccinating, and it will floor you. Over the next 3 to 5 years, you will see a die-off beyond anything this planet has ever seen. And that's not a joke. But yet Joe Bob mandated it to all government employees, mandated it through his connections with corporations, mandated it to our military, and this happened all across the planet. We are already seeing sterility beyond belief and death. Death, unexplained deaths that have risen between 40 and 50% every year since the vaccines were rolled out. It's never been that bad in history. And this is all part of the deep state, the CDC, the NIH, the FDA. And believe it or not, a lot of this is controlled by the military people. The Department of Defense has massive control over all of this, probably more so than any other entity in our government. Do some research. Okay. How about, let's take it just a step further. Let's take it and we'll get away from the vaccines for a bit. Okay. How about our military was intentionally trashed via a treasonous Afghan pullout or LGBTQ plus policies being implemented throughout the military, or vaccine mandates being, I don't know, you better be vaccinated or we're kicking you out of the military. And now we know that whether you are vaccinated or not, you could still get COVID and you could still pass it on. So why did we destroy our military? We have right now generals and experts all across the United States and in our partner countries, our allies, saying the United States would not be prepared to take on either China or Russia at this point. We couldn't do it. And if they teamed up against us, duck for cover, people, we're gone. Okay? But yet we pulled out of Afghanistan against the bidding of a vast majority of the most experienced generals and admirals in this country. But it was done. Joe Bob is extremely controlled. And he was told, this is what you're going to do. And he did it. This is another mechanism of the deep state. I keep telling you people over and over again, let me revisit this right now so everybody understands. There are two main missions of the global deep state. There's a deep state in the United States, and that's from, I explained that coming in, but there's also a global deep state, or what we call the global elitist. In order for them to succeed in what they wish to do, which is total control over this planet, dictatorial, authoritarian, totalitarian, whatever you want to call it, control, is you must first take the cowboys of the world to their knees to set an example. This is happening right before your eyes. We're discussing it. What's the second thing? You must reduce the global population from 8.5 billion to a more controllable number. We just discussed that. Both of these things are underway, and both of them in this country are being facilitated by the deep state, which literally owns our governance. I didn't say our government, because there's a few good people in our government. I said our governance. The end result that you see every day. All right? Our intel agencies, elected leaders, health agencies, and judicial agencies have paid mainstream media to lie to you, to tell you something was true when it wasn't. And when people like me or Steve or a bunch of other people stepped up to say it was a lie, we were wrong. What did they do with big tech? Okay, they paid big tech big money, okay? Twitter, when it wasn't under Musk control, Facebook, and I could go on and on, okay? To obliterate your First Amendment rights by shutting down your ability to say anything that does not work for their stated tyrannical agenda. What the deep state was telling them. Again, this was our intel agencies that went to big tech. This was our elected leaders that went to big tech. This was our health agencies that went to big tech. This was our judicial agencies that went to big tech and told you, hey, the Liberty Beacon lost their Twitter account 2.5 months before Musk took it over. Why? Because we were a danger. We were told we were a danger due to the information we were putting out, except everything we were putting out today has proven to be true or is well on its way to being proven true. But yet we needed to go. Okay. Can you say totalitarianism? This is your deep state, people. Our intel agencies, our elected leaders, our health agencies, our judicial agencies, all went to the media you depended on to be able to get your word out and said, shut him up. And they did. Tell me there is no deep state, people. And tell me if there is, they're working for you. How about a sitting president, Trump, had an election blatantly stolen, forcing him out of office? Not a joke. That can be proven over and over again, but nobody will actually sit down to do the research to prove it. And if you try to, you're a tinfoil hat wearer. Well, I have done the research with, things like 2,000 mules and a few other things. It's not hard to prove at all. So Trump was blatantly forced out of office, and then his estate was raided. An ex-president had his estate raided to help ensure that he wouldn't be able to run for office again. And legal attacks continue on this guy up till today. Whether you like him or not, that's bullcrap. And it's all to keep him from interfering with their plans. He was the bad boy. He could not be allowed 4 more years at all costs. And what about the other sitting president, the present sitting president? And his family have committed sedition and treason against this country via their relations with our biggest rivals and enemies. Yet all has been completely ignored by the said deep state, the intel agencies, the judicial agencies. They've ignored this. How long have they had Hunter Biden's laptop? Over 3 years. Is it full of incriminating information? Yes, it is. Should Joe Bob be in the presidency? Hell no! Why is he there? He's totally controllable. 100% push his button. He'll do anything you tell him to. That's why Joe Bob is there and Trump isn't. Conservatives who took part in the January 6th protests were accused of a violent insurrection against the USA, including killing police. Except none of this is true. None of it. There's even proof that the guy they supposedly killed by smacking him over the head with a fire extinguisher was walking around inside Congress, the building, an hour to 2 hours after he was supposedly killed. This films of him walking around like he's not even hurt at all. But yet you were told they killed him. None of this is true. How about the people that have been locked up without their Sixth Amendment, the right to a speedy trial? How about all of these people locked up for years? Okay? And their lockups are based on absolute lie, flaunted and constantly repeated by liberal and uniparty elected representatives, all while hiding 44,000 hours of video that would clear a vast majority of the bogus charges and let these people out of jail. And they're trying to save that evidence from your eyeballs by hiding it for 50 years. Yes, they are trying to hide the evidence for 50 years. It's not going to happen. Why? Because it was given to Tucker Carlson and Tucker put it out everywhere. And now you've got the deep state uniparty. You have, I don't know, Republicans that have been there for 20, 30, 40 years, stabbing him in the back. You've got Democrats stabbing him in the back, saying he's a traitor, saying he is. No, he isn't. Tucker Carlson needs to be given a freaking medal. That information should have been given to whoever was putting these people in jail, saying, look, this is part of their defense. They're entitled to it by the Sixth Amendment. You need to look at it. But they didn't do that. They hid it. And these people have been in jail for years. Now, you tell me treason isn't being committed against the American people. And I will say you're the stupidest person I ever met in my life. If you are keeping, intentionally hiding information that would get somebody who has been put away in prison for years and they are totally innocent, but you are keeping the information from the court. You're keeping the information from the court intentionally and keeping them in prison intentionally. And you're the person they voted into office. So in other words, we're looking at our congressmen and our senators committing treason against the very people that voted for them. And now that these films or these videos are out, you're going to see more and more and more of this. And these deep state uniparties, especially the liberal portion, are panicking. Why do you think they're up there saying, Tucker ought to go to jail. Tucker ought to lose his show. Tucker's a traitor. When none of that is true. Okay? None of it. Look, media bold enough to state these issues, proving the treasonous actions of the liberals and the growing uniparty and the deep state are demonized, lambasted by those same entities guilty of constitutional transgressions. This can and will only add to the absolute recognition that the levels of treason happening against we the people by the very people we elected to hire or serve us. So, there's nothing we can do about it. There is. We need to put all of our voices together and we need to make sure beyond a shadow of a doubt, they know we're still alive. And if you just want to shut up and sit back and say, Roger's a crazy old man, we shouldn't be listening to him, then don't complain when there's nothing left for your children. Where have I got this wrong, Steve?
Well, you haven't, but I keep saying I'm still waiting on the proof to any kind of evidence that Trump is not in control still, and sleepy, creepy Joe is. I'm still waiting to see that proof.
I do not think Trump is in control, and if you take a look at his bank accounts, if you take a look at a lot of things, if you take a look at those who have deserted him because of the actions that are being perpetrated against him, and again, I'm not a huge Trump fan, but I do look at all of the pieces. If Trump was still in charge, most of the damage that is being wreaked on him wouldn't be happening. And he will run for president again. If he was still in charge, why would he be running for president? All he would have to do at any given point, once it is proven that Joe Bob is a traitor, is step up to say, I have always been in charge. I'm still in charge. But you're not going to see that happen. You will see him run for president. And I would say right now, there's about a 75% chance he will be reelected. It's not 100%. And there are things that could happen that will totally spoil that. And those will be the products of the deep state. Today, the deep state runs America. Today, the deep state runs the UK. Today, the deep state runs Germany, runs Australia, runs New Zealand, and I could go on and on. And who are their masters? These are the global elitists we talk about every single week. Today, we went over the American deep state. How did they come into being? What are their powers? Where did they get them from? How do they work together? And how is this destroying your life? Next week, we'll take it to the next level. And Stephen, you got the last word because I think we're done.
Yes, we are done. See everyone next week.